Parshas Matos, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Nikoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Me'ez HaMidyonim, Achar Te'osef El Amecha. Take vengeance for Bnei Yisrael, Me'ez HaMidyonim, from the Midyonim, Achar Te'osef El Amecha. Afterward, you will be gathered unto your people. The Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, regarding, pertaining to the war of Midyan, it says, Rav Huna Omar, Shlo Hiktim Echod Mehen Tfilin Shal Rosh Tfilin Shal Yad. All of Klal Yisrael put on their Tfilin Shal Yad before the Tfilin Shal Rosh. And it says over there, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu praised them, Klal Yisrael. Halacha is that one must put on his tefillin shel yad before his tefillin shel roish. Okay, beautiful, wonderful. What is the meaning of this medrash? And what is its connection to the war with Midian? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the war of Midian. We're talking about putting on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish. It's not true, it's the halacha. But what's the connection here? Avshamshin Rafal Hirsch explains in the Pasuk, Nikoyim Nikmas. We want to know why is there a double lashon? Nikoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'ez HaMidyonim, and we're going to try to connect it to this medrash of Huna saying that Klal Yisrael did not put on the tefillin shel roish before the tefillin shel yad. So Rav Shamshon Aval Hirsch says, if the meaning of the pasuk was that the Bnei Yisrael should subdue their enemy and take revenge upon them, then the proper way to construct the pasuk, the words of the pasuk, should have been Nikoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Bimidyonim, with a beis, not mei, with a mem. What does mei eis mean? Mei means from. You don't take it from. It should be take revenge upon them, not from them. You don't take revenge from someone. You take revenge against someone. Zogt Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, the Pasuk is teaching us that the purpose is to raise Bnei Yisrael up, may, from the Midyanim, to affect Bnei Yisrael's spiritual and ruchniistic and moral liberation from the power of the Midyanim's bad midos. We Midyanim had atrocious midos. They had bad morals, very poor morals, what we'd call not proper morals. We have to be Nikoy Nikmas Neso Me'es. Separate yourselves from the Midyanim. Stay away from them. Don't follow their ways. The Al Shech HaKodesh in Tehillim says, in Kapitel Yud, Lama Hashem Samad Baruchik, why Hashem do you stand far away? The Pasuk is conveying that in Golus the Shem Hashem is not complete. The Rebbeinu Shalom Kaveh Yochel is standing far away. There is a break between the letters of the Yud and the Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Vav and the Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havaya. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom is Kaveh Yochel far away. When Amalek is going to be destroyed and be as Goyel, the Shem Hashem is going to be complete again. It says in the Koil Boichim on Eicha, Ki Ro'as HaGoyim Bo Mikdosha. Indeed, she saw nations invade her sanctuary. The last letters of Ki Ro'as is a Yud and a Hey. The last letters of Mikdosha, Bo Mikdosha, is a Vav and a Hey. So again, the Pasuk is, there's five words in the Pasuk. Ki Ro'as, and in this phrase, Ki Ro'as HaGoyim Bo'u Mikdasha. So the first two words, Ki Ro'as, the last letters are Yud and a Hey. The last two words is Bo'u Mikdasha, is a Vav and a Hey, which is the Shem Havaya Yud Ke Vav Ke. And what's in between it? Goyim. The Shem Havaya is split with Goyim in between them because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. As I state in the Kol Baruchim. The Yismach Moshe says, V'kanei eskenosi b'soichem, when he zealously avenged my vengeance among them, We're talking about Pinchas. Why is there a double lashon of Bekanoi Eskenasi? Says the pasuk in Malachim, "Kine kinesi l'Hashem alikei tzvokais ki azur brischa b'nei Yisrael." Yahu said, "I have acted with great zeal for Hashem, the alikei, the God of tzvokais, the legions, because b'nei Yisrael have forsaken your covenant." Why does Eliyahu say alikei tzvokais and not alikei Yisrael? When the Shechina leaves, Hashem is known, is not, I'm sorry, when the Shechina leaves, Hashem is not known as Elikei Yisrael. Eliyahu said Elikei Yisrael, it's because Bnei Yisrael did Averis, they sinned. And as a result of their sins, the Shechina left them. Midyan caused Klal Yisrael to sin against the Rabbanim Shalom, thereby causing the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. And this caused a separation in the same Havaya. The pasuk uses a double lashon of Bekanoi Eskenasi to convey that Pinchas was taking revenge for both outcomes: the Shechina leaving Klal Yisrael, and for causing the great name of Hashem to be incomplete. Two things are happening. There's a separation between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, and Chas V'Shalom Kaveh Yochel, however we can understand this, in this world the Shem Havayah is not complete. The Yud Kein Vav Kei, there's a separation. Like we said from the Al Shechel, there's Goyim going through it. From the Kol Boichim, that there's Goyim going through it. It says in the Mincha Belula, Vayimashmi Alpha Yisrael, they were handed over from among the thousands of Yisrael, all those chosen to go to war with Tzadikim, Chachamim, who were Zeichet to have Ruach HaKodesh. The Ramshik says, the Gemara in Yumut says a true Baal Tshuva is one who experiences the same circumstances in which he previously sinned, but does not sin in this instance. The same place, same situation. It has to be, to do a proper tshuva, a person has to be in the same situation, same place, same everything. All the external factors have to be the same, and then he's able to not do the aver again. That's true tshuva. Klal Yisrael proved they were true Baal Tshuva for their previous sins with Midian by being in the same situation and not succumbing to sin this time. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Tefillin, Chayiv Adam, the mashmesh b'tzfillin calls man shehein alav, shelo yasiach daite mehen afilu rega achas. One is obligated to continually be mashmesh, feel around, handle his tzfillin while they are on him, so that he should not forget them even for one moment. The kedusha of tzfillin is greater than that of the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore. The tzitz only had one Shem Hashem, while the tefillin shorosh and the tefillin shorosh each have 21 names of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As we state in the Rambam, it says in the Sefer HaTirosh, on Shir HaShirim Rabba, Shalu hiktim echad mehen tefillin shorosh and tefillin shorosh. Had even one person put on his tefillin shorosh before the tefillin shorosh, Moshe would not have praised them. So it's only because each one put on the yad before the rosh, his filling shayad before his own shayad, that Moshe would have praised them. If there would have been one that didn't, then Moshe would not have praised them. The Gemara in Saita tells us in Daf Dalet, one who speaks between putting on the filling shayad and the filling shayad did an avera. And that's an avera that would cause one not to go out to war. He's not a complete tzaddik, like we said before. Like the Mincha Belula says, it has to be complete tzaddikim we know to go to war. That would be a reason not to go to war. That's an avera, you sin. To be worthy to go out to war, one must not transgress even minor averas. The Medrash is telling us that in order to fight Midian, Klal Yisrael needed to be perfect in their performance of all mitzvahs. The tefillin shel yad needed to be put on before the tefillin shel rosh. The Shem Yishmuel says, Oysam Ves Pinchas. Them, who's them? The thousand from each shevet. The thousand from each shevet want to go against to go to war, and Pinchas. Rashi asks, why was Pinchas chosen to fight the war with Midian as opposed to Elazar? He answers that Pinchas went to avenge Yosef HaTzadik, his maternal grandfather. As the Pasuk says in Bereishis, the Midianim sold Yosef. So he was going to avenge that. What sin, what aveira did the Midianim commit that Pinchas was seeking revenge for? What's pshat? They bought Yosef as a slave and then they sold him. It would have been better that they kept him as a slave. It doesn't seem like Midian didn't take him as a slave. They were the middlemen. They bought him and they sold him. After the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael only had to wait 70 years to have it rebuilt. However, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael have been waiting for centuries. Why is this so? The Michaltan Parshas Yisroi says that Moyer represents the three Averis that one must sacrifice his life in order not to be over. Avoy Dezara, Gila Rais, and Shvich HaZomim. Midyan represents Sinas Chinom. Yosef's brothers initially wanted to kill him. They overcame that desire and sold him instead. They needed to do something, they overcame the desires to kill him, but they sold him. The media, which is represented by Moav, Klal Yisrael succeeded and won the battle. The media, which was represented by Midian, Sinas Chinam, they did not overcome. The brothers still hated Yosef and did not want to have any relationship with him. They followed through in their act of hatred and sold Yosef. So they didn't kill him. They weren't over Moav of Shvich HaZomim. That far they were able to conquer, but they couldn't conquer the Sinas Chinam. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of three Averis. Those Averis were not deeply rooted in Klal Yisrael. They retracted and did not actually kill Yosef. That Mida came back from the Shvatim but it grouped together the three. That wasn't deeply rooted. Hence, after 70 years between the first Beis, after the destruction of the Churban Bayis Rishon, they were able to have a new Beis HaMikdash. They were able to conquer it. Conversely, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, hatred for their fellow Yid, their own brother, the Midah of Midyan. They followed through on their actions. They couldn't hold back. It was too hard. This sin is deeply rooted in Klal Yisrael and needs much toil to be uprooted from Klal Yisrael. It is because of this that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt yet. This is the sin that Pinchas was avenging. That's why he was going to kill Midian. This deeply rooted, terrible thing of Sinas Chinam. That's what Pinchas was going to avenge. Now we can understand why there's a double lashon of taking revenge, Nikoyim Nikmas, and what is the connection to Tzvilin? Midian represents the Aveira of Sinas Chinam. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And Loyal Levach, we are still not Zaycha to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. The Torah is telling us that there are two parts in our battle against Midian. Midian caused two calamities. There was a separation between the Ribono Shel'Olam and Klal Yisrael, and the name of the Ribono Shel'Olam is incomplete. The Yud, the Shem Havai, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's a Goyim running right through it because of our Averis. We have to wage battle against the Koichos of Midian. We must eradicate Sinas Chinam from within our midst. Klal Yisrael is one. Need to serve the Ribono Shel'Olam. This will repair the bond between the Ribono Shel'Olam and Klal Yisrael and bring the Geula. And by bringing the Geula will cause the great name of the Ribono Shel'Olam to be Shalim, the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei to be connected. The Tzvilin Shel Yad, perhaps, refers to the Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. The Parshis and the Tzvilin Shel Yad are written on one parchment. Klal Yisrael first need to come together as one. Achdus, put on the Tzvilin Shel Yad. The Tzvilin Shel Rosh, on the other hand, is made up of various pieces of parchment. Once Klal Yisrael ba'achdus, they put on the Tzvilin Shel Yad, the Achdus. Then they can broaden and expand throughout the world and make the great name of their Rebbein Shalom well known and complete. They can put on the tefillin Shalom Reish. There's different compartments, but there's achdus behind it. There's a melchama going on in Eretz Yisrael. How do we eradicate sinas chinam? By going to more havas Yisrael. Acheinu b'nei Yisrael. We have to feel our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, what they're going through, whether we have direct relatives or we don't have direct relatives. They're all our relatives. They're our brothers and sisters. How do we get rid of the sinas chinam? You got to go all the way to the other side, havas Yisrael. Show more and more love. We have to feel the same feeling that we're mamish there in Eretz Yisrael, and there's rackets coming on us, and we have to daven for them. We're sitting in America, Baruch Hashem, there are no rackets, but that doesn't mean we're any safer than them, but we have to daven for them. The Degolim, Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about it. In Parshas Bamidbar, the Golem, the different encampments in Klal Yisrael when they left the Midbar, did not occur until after they got the Torah. Why? Because in Avodas Hashem, there's different levels. Some people are greater, some people can do other things, some people can learn a whole day, some people have the Gedalia Hadar, and others are not. But you have to all be looking one focus. There has to be one focus. The focus is the Torah. In the Midbar, once they had a Mokim, the Shekhinah was there, they had a Mishkan. Oh, we're all now towards one goal. It doesn't matter if I'm in the front and he's in the back, or I'm in the back and he's in the front and he's in the side. It doesn't matter. We first put on the tefillin shayad. We have to have achdus. After that, we can put on the tefillin shayrosh, spreading out throughout the world. But first it has to work within us. We have to work amongst ourselves first. We should not be zoicha to eradicate sinas chinam from within our midst. And that will cause the zoicha through that to have the binyan based on mikdash from Heri B'Yameinu. And the taka should be a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, the shekel chamatzah that's going on over there. Pasuk says in Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav, "Vayoyme Moshe lefnei God velefnei Reuven, hacheichem yevoyu lamelchama va'atem teishu poi." And Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Bnei God, and Bnei Reuven, "Shall your brothers go out to battle while you settle here?" Shevet Gad and Reuven requested from Moshe they should receive land in Eivar Yarden instead of the Eretz HaKadosh, Eretz Yisrael. They explained that they have much cattle and need a lot of land. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seem to be very happy with their request. He responded to them critically and tells them that there are numerous reasons that they should settle in Eretz Yisrael and not in Eivar Yarden. The question is, why did Moshe respond to them so critically? Their reasoning seemed to be a good reason, justifiable. The Chayzim Milblin says, Reuven and God's reason for wanting land in Eivar Yarden was much deeper than their concern for their livestock. Their connection to Moshe Rabbeinu was so great that they felt a need to remain in the land where Moshe would be buried. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Eivar Yarden. The Chiddush Arim says, they were asking for the land in Eivar Yarden for Moshe's benefit. They figured, they made a cheshbon, if they received their portion of land in Eivar Yarden, Eivar Yarden will become imbued with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because it would be part of the division, it would be the Klal Yisrael's living there. There was a gzeira that Moshe would not be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was already in Eivar Yarden. They cheshbon that if they received their portion of Eivar Yarden and it became part of Eretz Yisrael, that means that Moshe was already in Eretz Yisrael and the gzeira will become bottle, null and void. This was their cheshbon. The Malbim says, Bnei Reuven and they got approached Moshe and told him that they would build pens for their flocks and cities for their small children. In addition, they will go and fight Klal Yisrael's battles, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, ahead of Bnei Yisrael. The primary component of a yid is his nefesh. The guf is the clothing for the nefesh. It's not the ikr. Compared to a person's guf, his wealth and possessions are secondary. Although a person owns his possessions, they are separate from him, while his body is part of him all the days of his life. You want to know what the chet of Bnei Reuben and Bnei Gad is? This was it. They attributed too much importance to their livestock. By doing that, they were giving priority to their property over their bodies and certainly over their neshamas. That is why they were punished and they were the first of the Shvatim to be exiled. They went into Galus first. However, there was an acceptable way to articulate the need to build pens for the animals before cities for their children. Zokt the Pasik, Im teichaltu le Hashem l'mecham, Moshe said to them, if you arm yourselves before Hashem for battle, meaning, if they went before Hashem with complete faith that Hashem was behind them, then there would not have been a need for them to have fortified cities to protect for their wives and children. Hashem would protect them. In this case, they would still need to have pens for the animals to keep them from wandering away, but they wouldn't have needed to have guards for their families. However, Bnei Gad and Reuben said, "Lifnei Bnei Yisrael," they will go ahead of Bnei Yisrael and fight, as if to say that the battle would be won because they were leading. Now that they thought that it was up to them, they did not need protection for their wives and children. Being that they asked for their cattle first, they were making that which was tuffle into the ikr. They were saying is the cattle was most important, and that was their main part. The Ramban says, there's a mitzvah asay from the Torah which obligates Klal Yisrael to reside in Eretz Yisrael and inherit it. It was given to us by the Ribono Shel Olam, and it is improper to reject it. It says in the Tam Vadas, the Pasuk says, Vayirashtem es ha'aretz v'shaftem bo. Even according to the Ramban, that says it is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, that is only where Klal Yisrael can possess the land. Vayirashtem es ha'aretz. First it has to be Vayirashtem. In this scenario, there's a mitzvah to settle the land. Only when one can provide an atmosphere of Kedusha is there a mitzvah to settle the land. Vayirashtem es ha'aretz v'shaftem bo. If you can yarshin it, if you can inherit it, you can have control over it, that there should be Kedusha, then there's a mitzvah of v'shaftem bo. The Be'ach Moshe says from Psach Adoy Mibels, Moshe got upset at Bnei Reuven. Moshe made them guarantee that they will fight alongside Klal Yisrael in their quest to conquer Eretz Yisrael as a precondition for them to receive Eva Hayadin. Then we see that Moshe also sent half of Shevet Menashe with them. So Bnei Reuven came, and half of Shevet Menashe was sent along with them. Why did he send half of Menashe? Where did that come from? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Eva Yarden was a place of tumah. There were many me'avim, and it was known that they acted immodestly. Moshe was concerned that this would have a very negative effect on them. In order to protect them, he sent half of Shevet Menashe, children of Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Yisoid of Kedushas Yisrael. Yosef was able to withstand the test in Mitzrayim, a land steeped in tumah. Moshe sent half of Shevet Menashe ben Yosef to spread Kedusha throughout the land to keep Negorim Bnei Reuven Kadosh. V'chatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef. The Torah tells us the reason that Menashe was sent was because they were ben Yosef. V'chatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef. And Shlol Rav quotes to give us Halavina. Moshe wrote, it says, Vayichle Moshe es Moitzeim l'maseim al-pi Hashem ve'elem maseim moitzeim. Parshas Masei. Moshe wrote that they're going forth according to their journeys at the bidding of Hashem, and these were their journeys according to their going forth. Why does the beginning of the Pasuk say Moitzeim l'maseim? And the end of the Pasuk, which is the order to Maseim l'moitzeim? The Belzer Rebbe explains that by Mitzvah we learn from the Pesukim that the Kohen needs to think that the Mitzvah is being cured because the Mitzvah is doing tshuva. The Mitzvah needs to think that it is not because of his own merits, but rather it is the Kohen who is healing him. The Mitzvah spoke Lashon Hara because of Gaiva. If he were to think that he was able to cure himself, Gaiva would creep back in and would place him in the same predicament that he was previously in. At the same time, we do not want the Kohen to think that he is high and mighty, and that he is healing the Mitzvah, because then he will become a Bal Gaiva. With this understanding, the Givus Halavon explains our pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe was saying that all of Klal Yisrael's going forth were because of their journeys. The Moshe'ayim l'maseyim. In other words, it was all in Klal Yisrael's chutz. The Torah then says, Maseyim l'maseyim. It was really all in Moshe Rabbeinu's chutz. Moshe Rabbeinu, a complete honor, did not take any credit. So Moshe said it was in Klal Yisrael's chutz, and the Torah said it was in Moshe's chutz. Perhaps now we can understand what Bnei Gram and Reuben did wrong. They may have had good reasons for requesting to live in Eivor Yarden. However, from the way they requested it, it was apparent that there were other reasons that were not so virtuous. They thought that because of them, Klal Yisrael would conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then they would go back to Eivor Yarden. They needed to learn a lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu and Anivus. Moshe was someone who never took any credit for himself. They were concerned about their Gashmias. Eretz Yisrael HaKadosh is the land of Klal Yisrael. It is the preferable place for all of Klal Yisrael to reside. If we do not live there, we need to at least ensure that our surroundings are permeated with Kedusha wherever we are. Again, the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, it's our holy land. The Rebbeinu Shalom should protect the land, should protect Klal Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish. Through Klal Yisrael, through the Torah that's learned in now, it has inherent Kedusha, it's our land. Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, they need our tefillos, our tshuva. We're in the 3 weeks. We have to think about the Beis Hamikdash that belongs in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh bizecha to see the ultimate geula. May I be a man who I'm in.